I speak to you in the name of a loving God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. Please be seated. "Why are you going to Toronto?" asked Lucas, Diana's seatmate on a flight out of Vancouver. "Speaking at a conference," said Diana. Sometimes, especially on a short flight, Diana takes her mother's advice that one should not talk about religion with strangers. "So what kind of conference?" Lucas insisted. "An Anglican synod," she replied. In Canada's religious geography, she figured Lucas would know about Anglicans with a population of just over 357,000, with an average Sunday attendance of just over 97,000. There may be a probability of sitting next to one on a Vancouver to Toronto flight. Lucas looked at Diana, wondering as well if he should continue. He said, "I used to be an Anglican. I guess I still am, but I don't go to church anymore. I'm not mad at the church or anything. I appreciate what it gave me when I was young. I went on Sunday morning because my mother made me. Confirmation, youth groups, and the whole thing. But I just don't know where it fits anymore. And I just drifted away. And my life is full without church. It seems kind of irrelevant. They don't care about my questions. There's no reason to go." "So, what questions?" Diana asked. "About life, justice, and equality, and making the world a better place. You know, questions. They seem interested in things that don't really matter. And to me, church is disconnected from the real life. Do these questions bother you?" "Sometimes," Lucas said, "I'm just trying to figure out with my wife and family, sort of making things up as I go along." "What do you do on Sunday morning now?" "Sleep in, take my kids to their soccer game, read books, and then it's really nice." So Lucas put on his headphones. Another 30 minutes and the plane landed. We went down the jet bridge and Lucas said goodbye. Diana watched as Lucas walked toward the exit, home to his own post-Anglican world. Sisters and brothers in Christ, the mission of the 70 is a story about faith, love, and life, and new life with God. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. And Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Beloved, in this celebration of a new ministry. This is the end of a lengthy interregnum. But most importantly, it is the beginning of the work of your communal mission for building up the body of Christ, which is manifested in your mission statement here at St. David's. And I quote, "Rooted in God, responding to God's word, reaching out to God's world in Jesus' name." Jesus calls you to actively engage yourselves in missionary work inside and outside of this church building. This includes, but is not limited to, providing pastoral care and social contact for elders, attracting younger and enthusiastic members, and a mission that is powerful and relevant to all ages. Like Diana and Lucas in our story, talking about faith and religion today to a family member, a loved one, or friend, or someone that you care about, or even to a stranger, can be a terrifying experience to us. In the same way, like the 70, Jesus sent them out like lambs into the midst of wolves. They were supposed to carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. But if you read what St. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, he said, "Each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. And the gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us, come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ." Nowadays, the reality is, to some people in society, church is no longer needed for them to become a better person. They believe that Sunday morning is irrelevant in their lives. They also believe that religion and salvation can wait until the final days, because faith and spirituality are just encounters with God that have no importance in life today. So how would our prayers be translated into a more concrete and passionate life in growing our communities of faith in Jesus Christ and dedicating ourselves to serve God's mission in the world? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 made it very clear. To be able to accomplish that, you should speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. We must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, Jesus, the Christ. And I can see the value and relevance of our Christian faith, and in particular our Anglican spirituality today, if we care spiritually for our children, grandchildren, loved ones, and parishioners in the same exact way that we care for our own spirituality. If we have the love of Jesus, we can share the same love of Jesus to others, because we can only give what we have. We need to tell them, you and I need to tell them our own personal story on how God and this church have assisted us to be where we are in our life today. This may even include success stories, as well as challenges we have conquered in the past. Beloved, you are the best agent of God in your own family and your own community to let people know that God, faith, spirituality, and church is a priority in life. If we speak about parish development, which is embedded again in your parish profile, it is about self-renewing and responsive to the challenges and opportunities before us. And so this celebration of a new ministry calls our attention to fulfill our promises before God and His church. Our task right now is to be oriented or reoriented with the message of the gospel, to bring Jesus Christ to people. To bring Jesus Christ to people. For them to accept Christ as a Savior and Lord is a personal journey. But for us as a church, to bring Jesus to people is our communal vocation. Let this calling guide our missionary zeal, both now and forever. Amen.